It's the Rob Carson Show. Are you ready to be podsmacked? Now, here's Rob Carson.
Episode number 124, the Rob Carson Show podcast. Hello. Recording this on the Thursday before the long 4th of July holiday weekend. And much to get to. Going to get a little bit on President Trump going after Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough. We got some audio of Mika Brzezinski this morning, just being a catty little whatever. And then I'll give you my opinion on what I think the president should or should not do. The editor-in-chief of The Atlantic says Trump's war on the media could lead to violence, even though 30-plus attacks have been committed against Republicans. Donald Trump said something about an Irish reporter yesterday. It's got a couple people with their panties in a bunch. We'll get to that. And then some non-political stuff. There's a YouTube channel that is called Queer Kid Stuff, and it shows kids how to dress in drag and that it's okay, among other things. All right? So stick around for that. Want to remind you of our terrific sponsors, particularly Grass Monsters KC. Grass Monsters KC. Andrew Cook is building a terrific business there, and if you're looking for a zero-turning radius mower made in America, like the Dixie Chopper made in Indiana or the Hustler made in Kansas, I would recommend going there to buy them. Hustler's got a terrific line of mowers, the Raptor SDX with a 3-year, 300-hour warranty, the Raptor SD, 3-year, 300-hour warranty, Raptor Limited, 3-year, no-hour limit warranty. Some of these are commercial, some of them are just for your residence. And if you've got a residence, you've got a bunch of acreage, you might consider the commercial. You might consider the Excalibur from Dixie Chopper or the Blackhawk or the Z2. The Z2 is actually a commercial, or not a commercial mower, it's a residential mower. But they're amazing, and they steer with pinkies, all right? 5520 Raytown Road, Raytown, Missouri, grassmonsterskc.com. And our other sponsor, which is Dr. Alex Nelson, fountainoflifecairo.com, fountainoflifecairo.com. He specializes in, children with developmental disorders such as autism, ADHD, and learning disabilities. All right? You should contact. Also could take care of aches, pains, and maintenance of your body as well. So maybe you got shoulder pain or carpal tunnel or neuropathy or hip pain or knee pain. Go see Dr. Alex Nelson. Here's the number, 816-741-4711. 816-741-4711. Or you can go to fountainoflifecairo.com. Fountainoflifecairo.com. So President Trump hurled some insults at Mika Brzezinski this morning. No telling why exactly this happened, but I'll tell you what he said. Donald says, I hear poorly rated Joe speaks badly of me. Don't watch anymore. Then how come low IQ crazy Mika along with psycho Joe came to Mar-a-Lago 3 nights in a row around New Year's Eve and insisted on joining me? She was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no. Some people are going nuts over this. Bloomberg News, MSNBC said it's a sad day for America when the president spends time bullying, lying, and spewing petty personal attacks instead of doing his job. Eric Erickson said, my God, someone trashed his phone now. Mark Carnblow said, never imagine today when I think to myself it's beneath my dignity to respond to the president of the United States. Okay, all right. There's some of that going on, and I understand it, and my initial reaction this morning was, it is beneath the president of the United States to do this and to be egged on by the media. In the private sector, you respond, as a president of the United States, is it respectable? Is it in keeping with the office of the president of the United States? I don't know. This is the first time this has happened. George Bush, for 8 years of his presidency, you were screaming, say something. They're screwing with you. They're lying about you. They're doing all this stuff. Let me just say this about Mika and Joe. First of all, they have a poorly rated show. It's under 1 million people reached every day. It's a national show. It's not, and so it sucks that I'm even talking about it. But anyway, they are sycophants, okay? They're ass-kissing sycophants. That's what they really are. They want to be a part of the inside D.C. crowd. They want to be in the pants of the D.C. media. They want the same from D.C. politicians. And if they don't get that, then they react petulantly like this. Here's Mika Brzezinski this morning talking about the president.
Nothing makes a man feel better than making a fake cover of a magazine.
Now, this is talking about, apparently at Mar-a-Lago, there's a dummied up cover of Time magazine hanging, and it's several of his properties. And they're those ones you kind of, you know, a lot of times you go to the mall and you get one of those made, and but you put you on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I don't know if it's something like that. But if she was making fun of him because some people had spotted the fake magazine covers.
About himself lying every day and destroying the country.
Okay.
It's a good feeling.
Well, enough about me. But what were you?
Okay, that is a superfluous and factless and baseless argument. It is a purely opinion. Lying every day and destroying the country. You know. Bullcrap.
Your hands in that photo.
He's covering his hands here because they're teensy.
The other crazy thing about that,
Okay, so there she goes. She's making a comment about his hands because they're teensy, which we all know is a metaphor for his penis. Let's just go ahead and say that right now. So Mika Brzezinski wants it both ways. She wants to act all butthurt when Donald Trump says something like this about her, and then she says something like this on MSNBC. And she has, for the last few months, been saying that Donald Trump is mentally unfit to be in office. She is not a psychologist, although I'm sure she probably sees one. And she pulls this crap all the time. And it's been getting worse and worse and worse and worse on MSNBC. If you've watched it lately, they go after the president for any number of reasons. Much of it is baseless, particularly that he is mentally unstable for office, which is purely her opinion. So I don't know whether you respond to things like this or you let them go. For some people, it's refreshing that he would go after her. For others, it's beneath the office of the presidency. Right now, I'm leaning towards, why pay attention to Mika and Joe? There's only there's less than a million people watching them. There's less than a million people watching them, which I believe is not as many people as going to get killed by the Republican repeal or replacement of Obamacare. At least that's the last time I heard. I heard anyone from 10,000 to 50 million people, depending on who you talk to. So right now I'm leaning towards, you know, screw him. But at the same time, I kind of like him going after the media for the bullcrap they've been pulling for years and years and years. And they go after the Republican Party. They go after conservatives. And it's there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt that we have a left-leaning media in this country that has abused the privilege of the First Amendment. They have the right to be the fourth estate, to be a balance of power. And they've chosen to bed down with a political party and ideology, and that would be the Democrat Party and the leftist ideology. That's just it. If you look at the number of negative stories about Donald Trump since he took office, CNN 95% of the time. That's coming to bite them in the butt with this whole investigation of ties between the Trump administration, the Trump transition team, the Trump campaign, and the Russians. There's nothing there. By the way, did you hear Van Jones? Van Jones, a political commentator, communist, by the way, got caught on tape by Project Veritas saying that the Russian collusion story on CNN is a big nothing burger.
Hey, man.
The Russian thing is just a big nothing burger.
Really?
Okay, can we stop using the expression nothing burger? All right, can we just stop that right now? You know what I really hate? I don't mind when teenagers use slang or glom onto a current phrase, whatever. But when you're in your 40s or 50s, really. I'm just not a big fan. But anyway, back to CNN and the media in general. This is a president that you saw it in the campaign. You've never seen a president hit back like this before, right? Or at least I should say a Republican. You've never seen a Republican president or presidential candidate hit back like this before. And I said this during the campaign. He's gotten away with things that would have destroyed any Republican in the past, from grabbing the P word to whatever, would have wrecked you for life. Donald Trump crawled out of the ashes. In fact, he wasn't even reduced to ashes. It's like a Kevlar vest. Stuff just bounces off of him. So, again, I don't blame him for fighting back on a lot of this stuff. And a lot of people are cheering for him. Don't get me wrong. But Mika and Joe want it both ways. And they're petulant little insider douchebags. They are. They went to Mar-a-Lago. I heard Limbaugh talking about it today. went to Mar-a-Lago, want to get in, want to be in the inside set, want to have a cocktail with the president-to-be, rejected and then turned vitriolic and a-holish like this. The Atlantic editor-in-chief, Jeffrey Goldberg, said Wednesday he's concerned about Trump's war against the media. It's going to end up in violence against journalists. Now, over 30 attacks on Republican candidates and Republican office holders have been have taken place so far this year. Most recently, Republican baseball players practicing in Arlington, Congress members of Congress shot up by a madman who's a Bernie Sanders supporter. There's a lot of violence happening at Trump rallies. People come in when Trump was campaigning. They were bussed in and they caused violence. You've seen the violence on campus. You've seen the violence following Trump's inauguration. And the vitriol and the hatred and Steve Bannon is a communist and the Republican Party is the party of death. And because Donald Trump goes after the media, suddenly there's concern about the safety of the media because of Donald Trump's rhetoric.
Well, part of my reaction is that we're all engaged in a reality TV show, that this is a reality TV version of a war between a president and the press. And I mean that in one specific sense. Right now, we're all benefiting. The weird part of this is, of course, when the New York Times and the Washington Post get tweeted at this way, their subscriber base goes up. Right, more people subscribe and want to support them. The problem is, and this is what I worry about more than anything else, is that there are people in the country who don't understand that this is a cynical reality TV game, and are going to hear over and over again from the president that the reporters, journalists, are enemies of the state. And someone, I mean, God forbid, but someone...
Actually, he said that one time on the campaign trail.
...one is going to do something violent against journalists in a large way, and then I know where the fault lies.
Yeah, well, you know what? Where's the fault lying with 30 Republican attacks, including an attempted mass murder? There haven't been any attacks on the press. And generally, and there's going to be an unhinged people on either side of the equation. The unhinged haven't acted on the right. Okay, now you've got some CNN reporters or whatnot. They get a little heckling, and, you know, and they should. Because they abuse the privilege of being in the freest country with regard to free speech in the history of mankind. Really. So Donald Trump's under heat for a comment that he made yesterday. He was apparently on the phone talking to the new Irish prime minister. Okay, he was on the phone. And, you know, he's talking to, and by the way, the first gay prime minister of Ireland, I guess that's great, cool, whatever, you know. Will it cause the country to be run better? Who knows? Probably a good chance that the office, the Oval Office, or whatever they have over there, will be better decorated. But anyway, Donald Trump was just saw this Katrina Perry standing there and decided to wave her over and comment to her. And people have been going bananas about it. Now, I want you to listen to this and see if this is somehow harassing.
Well, we have a lot of your Irish press watching us. They're just now leaving the room. And where are you from? Go ahead. Come here. Where are you from? Should we have all of this beautiful Irish press? Where are you from?
I'm from RTE News. Katrina Perry.
She has a nice smile on her face. So I bet she treats you well.
She has a nice smile on her face. Now, she went on to say that it was a bizarre moment in the White House for her to be called over like that. All right? I thought it was cordial. It was nice. It was inviting. I didn't feel like, and yes, I know Donald Trump's past, whatever, but I saw none of that. I saw none of that. CNN had a panel on yesterday with Don Lemon. Even Don Lemon said, what, really? Really? A bunch of people here, political commentator Alice Stewart, Daily Beast Matt Lewis, Democrat strategist Maria Gardona. And she's the only one who had a problem with it. All right, here is Don Lemon leading the discussion and saying, hey, there's nothing to see here.
He was on the phone and he's like, oh, your journalist is in the room. You know, she looks great. Or
it was,
he's wearing a nice suit, or I like his necktie. he didn't talk about her butt or anything like that.
An inappropriate moment coming from the president of the United States as he is doing an official call to another leader.
Oh, please. You know, honestly, what the hell? Which way do you want it, kids? Which way do you want it? Have you noticed the media lately? Have you noticed visual media with regard to women? Okay? You very rarely see a woman who is not really, really hot in a really tight outfit on the news. This was no exception. And if you saw what she was wearing, you know, whatever, she looked great. I didn't think this was untoward in any way, shape, or form. Here is Alice Stewart with her thoughts on it.
But I look at this and I don't see this as something that is that terrible. I think he was trying to be lighthearted. He was on the phone. He knew the cameras were in there and he was doing this in a lighthearted way. And my heart goes out to that journalist who felt uncomfortable in that situation. I can't imagine how she feels, but I look at this completely different. I think a lot too much is being made about this situation. I think he was trying to be friendly and lighthearted.
You don't think he was calling out her appearance or making assumptions about the quality of her work because of her look?
I don't see that at all. And I could see him, people have beat me up over Twitter all night about this, but I could see him in the situation trying to be friendly to a male journalist as well. I don't see this.
But he hasn't done it. That's the thing. He hasn't called out male journalists and tell them they have a cute butt.
He didn't say that. He didn't see that. That's what's her name. Maria Cardona again. Here is Matt Lewis of the Daily Beast.
That we're talking about here. I think he was trying to be friendly. This is part of his nature. This is his personality.
He's coming up.
And I believe way too much is being made.
He said nothing about her butt, Maria.
I'm making the comparison that he would never do anything like this at all if she had been a man.
He does call out Jim Acosta.
Yes, but it's generally not quite as flattering as he was with this woman.
So listen, the reporter tweeted after the exchange calling it the bizarre moment when President Trump called me over during his call. What do you think?
You know, she's acting all butt hurt. That's what the deal is. He's not talking about her butt, but she's acting butt hurt.
Do you think it's appropriate when the president's on the phone with a world leader? Was this a fun moment? Do you find it offensive or what?
I'm with Alice on this one. I think this is much ado about nothing. I think it's, I don't know, political correctness run amok, something like that. So I don't think it's a big deal, number one. Number two, I think this is a guy, you know, of a certain age. I mean, Joe Biden has said and done a lot worse. So
yeah, Joe Biden kisses people on the lips.
And so has Donald Trump for that matter. But look, I just think this is purely innocent unless there's something that wasn't on the tape. And maybe there's more that we haven't seen. But based on what you just showed me, I mean, it seems perfectly innocent to me.
I just think that, and I know the limits. And I don't, I've never been accused of sexual harassment. There have been times where I've seen somebody in the office and I'll say, I really like your outfit. I don't want anything out of it. I'm just saying, it's really nice. You look really nice. We can't even say that today. Can't even say that. So the men don't know, and yet a lot of women are very needy. They want to hear how they look great and how this and that. I know this is not related, but at the same time, you can't say anything now. Here is Maria Cardona, who's very butthurt about this.
He didn't talk about her butt or anything like
here
that.
We go, here we go.
It was an inappropriate moment coming from the president of the United States as he is doing an official call to another leader. Period. You guys,
would you rather that, or would you rather him disclose information to Russian officials?
There you go.
Well, but see, this is absolutely agree with you on 100% there, Don, that there are so many other completely horrible things that this man has done as the leader of the free world.
You were talking
in your last session.
Oh, there she is. And she's showed her politics.
About how we're lowering the bar. The fact that we're having this conversation and everybody thinks it's okay, that is part of lowering the bar for the president of the United States.
What the hell? of all the things. Let's listen to the soundbite again. All right, here it is.
Well, we have a lot of your Irish press watching us. They're just now leaving the room. And where are you from? Go ahead. Come here. Where are you from? We have all of the this beautiful Irish press. Where are you from?
So he says, well, where are you from? Where are you from? We have all this beautiful Irish press.
I'm from RTE News.
RTE.
Katrina Perry.
Katrina Perry. She has a nice smile on her face. So I bet she treats you well.
She has a nice smile on her face. Oh, my God. Sue him. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, I've got some other stories coming up I'm going to share with you, including the Washington Redskins, apparently. They're not going to be challenged in court anymore about their mascot. All right, I'm going to share that. I did see something funny that I wanted to share, because with regard to a lot of legislation that is pending, whether it be the repeal and replacement of Obamacare or whatever, or maybe fixing Medicare, or maybe fixing the VA. The meme, particularly from Democrats, is that millions of people are going to die. Millions of people are going to die. All this stuff. Thousands of people are going to die. Everybody going to die. Generally, it comes from the left side of the political equation, particularly with Obamacare. We've heard that. Nancy Pelosi said yesterday, millions, and then said hundreds of thousands of people are going to die. All sorts of people. There's a parody online. It's by a guy named Remy. Remy and Reason is the name of the guy's YouTube channel. I just think this is great political satire about this over-exaggeration of the impact on legislation to change minds with regard to people dying.
These cuts are blood money. People will die. Let's be very clear. Senate Republicans are paying for tax cuts for the wealthy with American lives.
People need kidneys. It's sad but decreed. Yet the senator's hoarding one more than she needs. I offer this bill and I hope you'll vote aye. Unless, of course, you just want people to die. Traffic deaths have many crying with fear. Over 30,000 people are dying each year. This modest change I propose must be applied. Unless, of course, you just want people to die. Alcohol deaths are exceeding comparisons. Black people, white people, Native Americans. We need to ban alcohol. It can't be denied. Unless, of course, you just want people to die. Murders are bad. They have no defenders, yet many are committed by repeat offenders. I say lifetime in prison, whatever the crime. Unless, of course, you just want people to die. Well, I don't have a bill or a groan to detail. I just need a short clip for my donor email. Tim, there's blood on your hands. You want people to die. That good? Cool. Tim, dinner at 5? Yeah. The car deaths I mentioned are terrible stuff. Doesn't seem one seatbelt is ever enough. You must vote for my act so that fewer will cry. Unless, of course, you just want people to die. The carbs, the container, we cannot ignore. Whipped cream's killing more people than ever before. This bill would be passed and be ratified if those people that didn't want people to die. Why not weigh all the costs, the effects, the results? Empathize with each other as if we were adults. Use our brains to craft arguments, not vilify. See that freedom's a traitor.
You want people to die.
This is just good. It's just good.
Crossing the street is incredibly tough. People look left and right.
Really, really brilliant stuff. Remy and Reason, R-E-M-Y and Reason. You can check it out on my Facebook page at Rob Carson Show, Twitter feed at Rob Carson. Really, really funny stuff. And I say that from somebody who started writing comedy, political satire for Rush Limbaugh in 1990. And I've been writing comedy ever since. That's just good writing, man. It's just good writing. Trump administration throwing in the towel in a fight to strip the Washington Redskins football team of its trademarks. This wasn't because of the Trump administration. This started in the Obama administration. So just to pin this on the Trump administration is bullcrap. The DOJ sent a letter to the federal appeals court Wednesday afternoon conceding that a Supreme Court decision last week in favor of an Asian American band calling itself the Slants means that NFL's Redskins will prevail in a battle over efforts to cancel the team's trademarks on the grounds that the name is disparaging to Native Americans. Quote, the Supreme Court's decision in Mattel versus Tom, the Slants case, controls the disposition of this case, Justice Department Civil Attorney Mark Freeman wrote in a letter to the Court of Appeals. Consistent with Tam, the court should reverse the judgment of the district court. Blah, 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 blah. It doesn't hold water anymore, folks. You can be offended. Just don't go to the games. Just don't buy their gear. There you go. How about that? Donald Trump has accused CNN of fake news. Apparently, half of their followers on Twitter are fake. According to Twitter audit, nearly 50% of the followers on CNN's verified Twitter account are fake. That's nice. That's nice. I don't know how to get fake Twitter users. I'm following like 700. I've got 1,000. I just broke 1,000. If you want to follow me on Twitter, hey, man, you know, you got some kind of cool stuff. Share a lot of cool stuff on there. So, yeah, just Rob Carson at Twitter. Michael Moore has urged his followers, dear God, who follows him? And I would want to be way far behind him because I can't imagine he smells real good. Cheap shot, I know. Anyway, he's saying that thousands of people need to show up on Capitol Hill peacefully. Peacefully. And storm senators' offices. Peacefully storm senators' offices. Apparently, you know, he'd spoken, you know, he's been speaking out against Trump. He led a little rally on January 19th in D.C. in front of a Trump hotel, whatever. Not very many people showed up for that. But anyway, he's saying that the snakes of the Senate languishing their pit, unable to attack the millions of sick, elderly, and newborn. God darn, really? I mean, could you imagine that kind of speech creating violence against people? The resistance lives to fight on, he wrote. Resistance, you unarmed. I mean, what, really? You're the resistance. You have sticks and urine bottles. They now scurry home to celebrate the birthdays of the country and its people they despise so much. They'll quietly regroup with a bunch of rich backers, he added a minute later. I call upon everyone to observe this 4th of July by nonviolently storming the local offices of your senators. Pack town halls. Rise up. This is your country. Problem is, nobody's going to be there. But I wish you the best of luck with that protest. You see, they're storming, and the door's locked, guys. Should we just, yeah, let's just go home. Let's go have a vegan hot dog. Okay, so there's a YouTube channel geared toward teaching children about sexual preferences, homosexuality, transgenderism, and all that stuff. We heard, I believe it was episode 123 of this podcast, that in Washington, D.C., they're the first municipality to allow people not to identify a gender on their license plate. And that was groundbreaking. I say it's groundbreaking for people who are mentally ill, that they can get driver's licenses like this now without any questions. Anyway, it's called Queer Kid Stuff. Features a female host who's dressed like a dude, has haircut like a dude, you know, whatever. A stuffed teddy bear that doesn't use his lips. It's just a bad puppet pet teddy bear. And then a guy with a beard who shows up, and he's a drag queen. Here's the intro to Queer Kid Stuff.
Hey there, I'm Lindsay.
I'm Teddy.
Welcome to Queer Kid Stuff. Today, we're celebrating Pride Month and talking about...
Sing along.
Queer Kid Stuff. You are enough here at Queer Kid Stuff.
Hey. Okay. Who is this for? Is this really for kids? Or is it just for people who are mentally ill, who want to feel better about themselves and want people to watch it? A whole lot of indoctrination going on in the country. And I don't care if you're gay or straight. You want to dress up like a chick and you're a dude. I don't care, whatever. But don't expect me to set my kid down in front of this and act like it's normal. And I know I sound old-fashioned, but it's not normal. Here, the host of the show, Lindsay, introduce a drag queen.
It's LGBTQ+ Pride Month, Teddy.
Oh, they added a plus. LGBTQ+ now. Okay, so the plus means all the other stuff. Okay.
Today, we're going to learn about something called drag. You ready, Teddy?
Ready.
Okay. So, Teddy, I've got a question for you.
What?
Okay, Lindsay.
Are you confused, Teddy?
Ever played dress up with your friends?
All the time.
Great. Drag is kind of like dress up.
Yeah, it's.
But it's a very specific kind of dress up, and adults can do it too.
Dress up is my favorite, Lindsay.
I'm a big fan too, Teddy. I'm going to bring in some help on this one.
Okay, so you're trying to normalize this. And now there's the pronouns, okay? And what they're going to do is they're introducing this guy, name's Jeff, who becomes a transgendered person called Miss Tur. Miss Tur. Now, Miss Tur dresses in a wig and makeup, the whole deal, and keeps the beard. Here they are introducing Miss Tur. Well, Jeff first.
Hi, Lindsay. Hi, Teddy.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks so much for helping me out today. Teddy, this is my friend, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Can I ask you two questions before we start? What are your pronouns, and how do you identify?
I identify as male, and I use he, his pronouns.
Okay. So there he is identifying as a male, and he uses he, his pronouns. They want your children to do this, okay? Not dress in drag, but they want your children to have to ask people what their pronouns are, because it's that important, I guess. But then things change when you put a dress on.
Drag is when you dress up as a gender that's not your own.
And it's usually really exaggerated. Exaggerated. That means it's over the top or not realistic.
Or kind of weird.
People usually use a ton of makeup and wear really awesome costumes when they're in drag.
Okay, I get it.
So some...
And straight people go to see their shows and get drunk.
Drag you might see are boys dressing up as girls and girls dressing up as boys. These are called drag queens and drag kings.
You can't...
I've never seen a drag king show. Can't imagine it'd be as entertaining.
Tell right now, but I'm actually a drag queen.
What?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, give me 1 second, and I'll introduce you to Mr. Jeff.
I will introduce you to Mr. It's Miss Tur, T-E-R. That's his drag queen name, you see. Yeah.
Hi, Teddy. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi!
Miss Tur.
Yeah, Teddy.
Lindsay told me you're a drag queen.
I am.
They think this is okay for kids to see, by the way.
Should I ask my questions again, even though I already asked Jeff?
Well, you're asking somebody who's identifying as somebody else. I would assume that involves two personalities. See, you might as well do the questions twice.
Yeah, you might actually get different answers from Mr. than you did from Jeff.
Oh, okay. Mr., what are your pronouns, and how do you identify?
Well, when I'm in drag, I like she as my pronoun. But honey, you can call me whatever you want.
Okay.
Okay, that means you have two personalities.
Hey. Mister, I have a couple other questions for you.
Sure. Oh.
Why do you have a beard?
When I do drag, I love to push the boundaries of gender.
Oh boy.
And also, doesn't it look great?
It definitely does.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It looks really, really weird. It really, really looks weird. I mean, it's a guy with a full-on lumberjack beard, a dress, gigantic eyelashes, mascara. It looks really, really weird, okay? It's never going to... If this ever looks normal, I have to find someone else somewhere else to live. I can't do this. I'm sorry. There's nothing wrong with saying that this is not right. And if you want to, as an adult, do this and you think it's good, but don't try to indoctrinate children into this stuff. And I know that's going to sound like I'm not progressive and all that, but I know a lot of gay people who just, this is not normal. They have this, several municipalities around the country are allowing a drag queen reading day at your kid's elementary school. And I'm not freaking going there. Absolutely not going to go there. Now here's something that won't make me sound so homophobic, even though I'm not. North Carolina court is allowing, or I should say North Carolina law allowing magistrates to refuse to perform LGBT marriages was upheld in a federal appeals court on Wednesday. Two lesbian couples, one interracial couple, filed the suit in 2016 over the law known as SB2, the marriage recusal law, alleging that their status as taxpayers in North Carolina would give them standing to sue. The lower court dismissed the couple's lawsuit, who then filed for appeal with the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, the three-judge panel, and the Fourth Circuit unanimously dismissed the couple's lawsuit, saying SB2 clearly had not hurt their ability to get married, as two of the couples were already married, and the other couple was engaged at the time that the law passed. All right? This is according to Judge Harvey Wilkinson. The outcome here is in no way a comment on same-sex marriage as a matter of social policy. The case before us is far more technical whether plaintiffs, simply by virtue of their status as state taxpayers, have alleged a personal particularized injury for the purposes of federal court standing. And this is bullcrap. This is picking a fight where a fight doesn't need to be picked. The law specifically gives magistrates the right to refuse to perform LGBT marriages if doing so would violate sincerely held religious beliefs. Court clerks also have the right to refuse to issue marriage licenses under this law. Any magistrate who files a refusal under this law, however, cannot perform any marriages for 6 months afterward. Okay, there's that. Any marriages. Now, if there are alternatives in that court system for performing the marriage, then I would say to go there. However, if there are not, you are sworn to uphold the laws of the land. If gay marriage is the law of the land, then you should have to do it. However, they have this recusal law in North Carolina. Where this does not exist, if you are a magistrate, you got to do it. Okay? So it was upheld. It was upheld. All right. What else we got? You know, I've got so much stuff to get to. I'm going to have to do a second podcast today. I'm going to have to do a second podcast today, right? So this is episode number 124. I want to remind you again to check out our sponsors, Grass Monsters KC, grassmonsterskc.com, 5520 Raytown Road, Raytown Mo. Also, Dr. Alex Nelson, fountainoflifecairo.com, 8335 North Congress Avenue, Kansas City, Mo 64125. By the way, one of my memes, you know, I'm selling this politically incorrect swag online at teepublic.com. Look for conservatees, as in T-E-S, T-E-E-S. And also on teespring.com, look for conservatees. We have one that has Jan Brady's face on it, and it says Russia, Russia, Russia. That is becoming viral, all right? Last night, Sebastian Gorka, he's a assistant deputy to the president of the United States, Fox News, The Chris Plant Show, they've all been using the expression Russia, Russia, Russia. If you would like to order that on a T-shirt or on a hoodie or on a tank top or on a laptop case or a phone case, all of that is available at either of those websites. It is it's Russia, Russia, Russia has Jan Brady. It's a really cool design. We've got about 50 designs now. TEEPublic.com, TEEspring.com, and look for conservatees. Conservatees. All right. I hope you've enjoyed episode number 123. God bless you. Please share with others because I'm trying to build to 20,000 downloads per episode. We'll be back for 124 real soon.
Thanks for listening to The Rob Carson Show. Friend him on Facebook at Carson Show, on Twitter at Rob Carson, and on Instagram, I think Facebook and Twitter are enough for now. We'll see you soon.